بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. Beloved brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything. If you look around us, at every moment in our life, in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering us with some favor and some bounty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, that if you try and count and enumerate the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will never ever be able to count them, to enumerate them. If you look at a student, he will study for maybe 12 years, and you study hard, and every day you'll be learning something new, some new concept. Then after his matric, his school days, he will go on and he may study in a university, study further, he may become a doctor after 6 years. Then after that he may study another 4 years and become a specialist. He may be an eye specialist or whatever it may be. And if a person comes to him with some issue, some person comes to him with some eye problem, then he may be able to diagnose him, he may be able to help him with his problem. But if the same person has to just ask him, you know, doctor, while you acted, I want to have some problem with my ear, can you just check it out for me? He'll say, sorry, I only studied about the eye. You'll have to go to an ear specialist for that. He may have studied 20 years, but he could only help with the eye. So imagine the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who created us, the one who created everything in us. A person will study 20 years just to learn one fraction of the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَأَنَّ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامُ وَالْبَحْرُ وَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ سَبْعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ. But if you are to turn all the trees in the world, billions and trillions of trees, you have to turn every single tree into a pen, and you have to turn all the oceans and all the water sources in the world into ink, and if you have to make every single human from the time of Adam alayhi salam right to the last person to die on this earth, every single jinn that exists, there is no space on this earth with a handspan that there's no angel that sits. Every single angel, if an angel makes tawaf of Baytul Ma'mur, the Kaaba for them, then they'll never get a chance again in their life. Every single angel, you make them right. Every single human, every single jinn, every single angel, you make them right. From the beginning of time till the end of time, if you make them right with all the trees in the world and all the oceans turned into ink, you make them right about the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ink will dry, the ink will come to an end, the pens will come to an end, but the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will never terminate, that will never come to an end. So my beloved brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this world, and He created whatever is in it, and He created us for what purpose? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, that glorified is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glorified, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free of any defects. The one who all dominion, all ownership belongs to Him. And He is capable, He has power over everything. The one who had created death and created life. For what purpose? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, so that He may test you, He may put you to trial, which one of you does the best deeds, which one of you performs the best, which one of you passes this test of this worldly life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in this world so that He may know, and each one of us is a fake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَلَا تَعَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينُ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا هَلَا تَعَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينُ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا, that was there not a time amongst mankind when he wasn't even a mentioned thing? Nobody knew about him. Nobody had any knowledge about him. He was non-existent. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sums up this worldly life and what it's about. But if a person doesn't create that ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and does not recognize his purpose that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created him for, then this worldly life is just a temporary phase. It is just an episode that a person will pass. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبُوا وَلَهُوا وَزِينَةٌ وَتَفَاخُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that know very well, understand this, that this worldly life is just this. It's just a matter of a few phases if a person doesn't develop that ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person goes through these phases in life, then eventually he will pass it and this worldly life will be over. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this worldly life is just a means and a matter of play and amusement. And now when a person enters this world as a baby and he goes through his first initial years in his life, and then his life is all about playing. When he wakes up in the morning, he goes straight to his toys. After he eats, he goes back to play. His whole life revolves around his toys, his playing. And he doesn't have any other responsibilities. There's nothing more to life than this. It's just a matter of playing and amusement. That is all he is concerned about. He wants the latest toy, then the latest games. And that's how he passes his life. Nothing else to it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is the first stage that a person will go through in his life. La'ibu wa lahu. Mere play and amusement. Then as a person grows older, and now he is starting to enter his teenage years, he's starting to get baligh, starting to reach the age of puberty, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this stage as zina. Zina means attraction and beautification. When a person, you see a young boy, maybe 12 years of age, 13 years of age, then he's starting to look at himself in the mirror. He's worried about his appearance, what he looks like. He starts fixing his hair. He's worried about what he wears, how he looks, his public opinion. Perhaps if he has some sort of pumper or some sort of thing that doesn't look nice on his face, he's embarrassed to go out. So this is the second stage of a person's life, of zenith attraction. And if he doesn't realize his purpose in life and he doesn't develop the ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this too, this phase will go. This attraction and worrying about what he looks like, this beautification. Then a person will go through the next stage of his life where he might be becoming an adult now, past his initial stages of his teenage years, he's maybe entering his 20s. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the stage as tafakhurun baynakum. That now he's trying to outdo the next. When it comes in school, he's trying to be on top of his class. When it comes to sports, he's trying to be the best. He's always competing, always trying to outdo others, always trying to be on top. And if a person doesn't develop the ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he'll pass his days in this way, worrying about outdoing others, making a name for himself in the society. Then a person will pass this stage in his life, and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this stage as takathurun baynakum fil amwali wal awlad. That now he may be getting married, he now is earning his own money, he's starting to get children. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the stage as takathur, amassing. Now he's trying to amass more wealth than others. He's trying to build up his own empire. And this stage carries on perhaps for a long time. He's trying to have more children than the next. How many times do you hear a grandfather, he boasts about how many grandchildren he got. Some sort of pride for him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this whole scene and this whole life, what it's about. And if a person doesn't develop this ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and realizes importance in his life, then he will just pass these stages. And every stage that he goes through, if he has to look back on it, on the previous stage, he will realize how foolish he was. That when we were children playing with our toys, and now we became teenagers, he's saying, how silly I was, all day I was just playing with my toys, I had no purpose in my life. And then when he gets married and he has bigger things to worry about, then you look back at his teenage days and those crazy days that he had, and you'll say, how foolish I was, I just passed my days like this, worrying about my looks and worrying about who I was in school and the society. And as the stages go and we look back at the previous stage, we'll realize how foolish we were. So on the day of Qiyamah, we have to look back at our life, and we realize it was just a means of us earning and worrying about in our family, and we didn't give importance to deen. And we see the realities of Qiyamah, and we see the realities of Jannat, Jahannam, we realize how foolish we are. That we didn't give importance and we didn't give true value to the life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us in this world, to develop our ta'alluq with Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about how this life will just sweep away. كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارُ نَبَاتُهُ ثُمَّ يَهِيجُ فَتَرَاهُ مُصْفَرًّا ثُمَّ يَكُونُ حُطَامًا. That a farmer, when he sees the rain and he puts that seed in the ground, then he is only dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this rain is going to come, that my crops are going to grow, and this is my risk. So when a farmer sees that rain coming, the rain clouds coming, then it makes him happy, it surprises him, and he sees his crops growing, he becomes very happy. Then after some time, that same crop which was young, which was fresh, healthy, it becomes yellow, it begins to wither, and eventually that same crop that was so healthy and fresh, if you just had to put it in your hand and blow it, it will just blow away. Similarly is our life in this world, that we will go through our young days, we will go through good health, and eventually old age will get us, and what we thought we could do before, now eventually we can't do it, or perhaps a person will need some help, he won't be able to walk, eventually perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him such long life, and he will deteriorate so much that he won't even be able to go to the toilet. He will need someone to help him. So a person's life will carry on like this, that a person at one stage he will feel healthy and strong, but eventually every single one of us is going to meet our grave, is going to meet our end, and whatever flesh we have on our body, that is going to be the food for the insects in the grave, and every one of us is going to become dust, and every one of us is going to be part of the sand. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is this life. A person is going to be young and healthy, and eventually our end point is going to be the grave. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to the akhirah. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٌ. That on judgment day there's only going to be two groups of people. Those people who are going to receive the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who are going to be in eternal punishment, and are going to be in eternal hellfire. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this life so that we may recognize who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, so that we may turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this day, a new day. He gave us health, He gave us eyesight, He gave us hearing, He gave us a heartbeat so that we may turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today is the day that all of us should make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every one of us is a sinner. Every one of us needs to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a new chance, gave us a new day. We don't know if we are going to see tonight, we don't know if we are going to see tomorrow, perhaps we don't know if we are going to see the next day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this opportunity today to turn to Him. So every one of us in our hearts should make this deep tawbah to Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who can forgive us for our sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever ready to accept the tawbah of His banda. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله على الصلاة
علي ذات عظيم صفات سميع سمات كبير شان جليل القدر رفيع الذكر مطاع الأمر جلي البرهان فخيم الاسم غزير العلم وسيع الحلم كثير الغفران جميل الثناء جزيل العطاء مجيب الدعاء أميم الإحسان ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في الخلق والأمر ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله المبعوث إلى الأسود الأحمر المنعوت بشرح الصدر ورفع الذكر وصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين هم خلاصة العرب العرباء وخير الخلائق بعد الأنبياء أما بعد فأيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وعليكم بسنة فإن سنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى وإياكم البدعة فإن البدعة تهدي إلى المعصية ومن يعصي الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى وعليكم بالصدق فإن الصدق ينجي والكذب يهلك وعليكم بالإحسان فإن الله يحب المحسنين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخلين بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله أستعين وأستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصيهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في معنى الأحاديث المختلفة أرحم أمتي بأمة أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي ورضوان الله عنهم وعن كل صحابة أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم وربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون
Thank you.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وعلى كل شيء قدير لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا إله إلا هو ولا نعبد إلا إياه له النعمة وله الفضل وله الثناء الحسن لا إله إلا هو مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.